Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, carnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there, at a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald Place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and happy holler go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. I got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. Hey! Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
All right, folks, it's the Agriculture Show, and welcome aboard. We got a great show today. Just delighted to have, as usual, my lovely guests, and I'll just turn the other thing off for a second. We don't need that playing. And so this is episode number 38, and it is today, February the 12th, 2013. And welcome aboard, and I'll just start off with, first of all, greeting returning guests, and that's Barclay Knapp. Good to see you out, Barclay.
Thanks for having me again, Jeff.
Yeah, just leave that in the center so you both can kind of get the same vote, unless you want to keep moving it back and forth there. And today's special guest is Owen Roberts. Hi, Owen.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad we had a little chance to talk ahead of time, get caught up in all the stuff that's going on in audio and in your specialty, which is agriculture communications, and looking forward to that part of the show.
Me too. Thanks for the... And thanks to Ethel's for the good burger.
Yeah. We had a pretty good time. We were living like kings, eh?
Well, it's kind of our era over there. It's from the 50s.
Yeah. You see those old chairs and tables? It was kind of cute.
Yeah, it's great retro stuff, yeah.
When we are retro, aren't we? Well, we're sort of a little bit everything, I guess. Yeah. We're doing good. So as you know, folks, on our show, I just love featuring the music and that our guests like, and it's radio, so I asked Owen to bring along some of his music, and I little let you know, folks, that he is in a great, you guys call it a garage band, or how do you...
A garage band. We're more of a basement band now, I think.
A basement
band. The garage
band
is too cold, so we've gone into the basement. We've gone underground.
Underground. And moving ahead smartly. That's just lovely to hear. And so I've got a couple of tunes tuned in, and you know, we'll talk about that in a second, but I just want to tell listeners, technology is amazing today. I didn't have the music that Owen was hoping to bring along. Through the magic of internet, he types away, it gets downloaded to a mail program, and I've downloaded my computer. It's just totally impressive how it works nowadays.
There it is.
So I got a song tuned up here, and if I get my voice back, it'll be fine. And how about Million Served, is it?
30 Million Served.
30 Million Served.
That's right.
Okay, folks, stay tuned. We're going to play 30 Million Served. It's by a band called the GMOs. And we'll be back with our show today, episode 38, The Agriculture Show. We shall be right back.
Starts coming back again to me. The sweetness that is fresh cut hay, drying on a summer's day, takes me to a place I used to be. Cattle grazing open fields, October harvest sure to yield this year. This land, with tender faith and calloused hands, remind me why it's great to be from here. Over 30 million served, many more all around the world, by the folks who till the soil and plant the seed, turning sunshine into rain. Here's to you, we're in your debt indeed. Here's to you, our farming families. The best advice I ever heard was in my father's parting words to me. He said, simpler ways to draw your pay than mending fence and stacking hay, but nothing that can set your soul so free. Over 30 million served, many more all around the world, by the folks who till the soil and plant the seed. Sunshine into grain, pulling calves in the driving rain. Here's to you, we're in your debt indeed. Here's to you, our farming families. From the heart of the country comes the soul of this great land. The rural roots that bind us sea to sea, sea to sea. Where hard work makes it real, and a handshake is a deal. Here's to you, we're in your debt indeed. Here's to you, our farming family. Here's to you, here's to you, here's to you, here's to you.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. Do the Lord a service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H 4-H. It's fun to food security. 4-H. I gotta make your best better. Let us get together. 4-H.
We're back, folks, and welcome to the Agriculture Show, and it's your host, Jeff Steger. So today's guests, Barkley Knapp and Owen Roberts. And Owen kindly brought along that song. We'll play some more. 30 Million Sir, that rings a bell from something, I think it's McDonald's references to.
That's now, you wouldn't accuse us of ripping off McDonald's, Jeff. Come on.
I think as an artist, you have artistic license to do what you want. That's the whole point.
Well, that's exactly what we did because, you know, you're always trying to find some commonality with people, and that seemed to resonate. And the whole point we were trying to make is that farmers are feeding over 30 million people in Canada. And we put that song together in it was a competition entry, actually, into the Outdoor Farm Show 10th anniversary songwriting competition they had way back when. It is way back when because now they're approaching their 20th anniversary. So it's time for us to get a new CD.
Clearly, I like that optimism like that. You should do that.
Yeah.
And this really fits in really well with what you do for a living and how I've come to know you, and that is agriculture communications in a nutshell. And that'll be our show today is we all know what agriculture is. We have a vision. We all know what communications is, but there are some unique and special things about agriculture communications. And maybe we should start off, and you can tell us that you work at the University of Guelph and are adjunct professor of communications. Have I got that right?
I'm an adjunct professor in a department called Animal and Poultry Science,
okay,
which wanted to torque up its communication component and asked me if I would join their department. So I did. So I teach agricultural communications, which mm-hmm. is basically, and we're the only university in Canada that has even a course in agricultural communications, so we're very proud of that. And agricultural communications is basically journalism, except everything that we do is features some aspect of agriculture and food. So the students give speeches, and they compete in the Canadian Young Speakers for Agriculture competition. And we write stories that we've been writing a lot of local food stories, which certainly resonates with consumers. And finally, we learn how to blog. And blogging is one of those social media tools that I think people can really express themselves in.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of good blogs out there, and over time you see them referenced in various things like other people's links and blogs, and it's great to hear. Isn't it a treat that we can... We don't have to just listen to that's what is programmed and pre-thought out, but you can listen to people write about their actual feelings.
And that's the nature of social media, isn't it? I mean, that's really how social media came about, mm-hmm. was to give citizen journalists an opportunity to say their thing. People, much like community radio, a very close association between social media and community radio, bringing a voice to those who might not normally have one.
And we like the community radio because you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM in Kitchener, Waterloo, and this is a community radio station, and we're the real deal, folks, so stay tuned. I think it just occurred to me that the original community radio, I drove downtown Kitchener the other day, and at Speaker's Corner on King Street, there was a gentleman sitting there, and he was telling the world what he was thinking. And that's the original, I suppose, blog, isn't it?
You know, that, and yeah, you're right, people standing on street corners, I often think town criers were the original social media, you know, originators, because they're the people who were counted on way back when to tell everybody what was going on.
Yeah, so we're just doing the latest and greatest version of Speaker's Corner and town criers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to try to yodel like that. Have you ever tried that?
No, I admire people who can, though. People with those nice soaring falsetto voices, you know, guys like Jay from Jay and the Americans, Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Those guys were great.
Well, I can hardly wait to hear your second CD when it comes out. I'm sure it'll be a great fun, and we'll play some more from your first CD in our first station break. Tell our listeners, so this show is an agriculture show, and we like to bring news to our urban listeners who, all things being equal, we believe like to hear another perspective of agriculture, not just what you read the top headlines. They want to know what's in behind the story. And so we are doing agriculture communication. So I'm just really glad you're here because, you know, in general, the pros and cons of agricultural communications. Where do we, as trying to communicate agriculture, where are we hitting it right? What are the challenges ahead? I'd hate to leave us to a wide topic there, but can you kind of speak to what you're up against when you're trying to bring the message of agriculture to an informed urban listener?
Well, I think the informed urban listener is becoming, excuse me, much more interested in agriculture because they're more interested in food. And this sounds, it sounds very obvious, but it hasn't been for a long time because people didn't think they needed to know as much about food as they want to know now or need to know. And it really left farmers in a real gray zone, being the providers of this food and yet not really talking about how it was produced and how they, all the things they do on the farm to make sure that the environment is stable and the animals are looked after and all the things that farmers just do that people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an excellent time in our history for farmers to step out and say, hey, here's what I do, because people care. And farmers have such credibility mm-hmm. with people. They're right up there with first responders in surveys that are done. Consumers highly regard them. It's interesting. They have a different take on farming than they do farmers.
Oh, okay.
Farmers have, you know, farming has kind of been painted with some brush of big farming and corporate farming and that type of thing. Of course, even though there's the opposite is true as well. There's mm-hmm. small farming and local farming and all that kind of good stuff. But farmers seem to have somehow maintained an image that is not associated with farming. Okay. Now, how can you dissociate farmers and farming? I don't know.
It's like separating doctors from the medical system.
I think it's because farming has been attacked.
It's not inappropriate, is it?
Farming has been depersonalized and attacked. But I think, you know, activists haven't attacked farmers because it's like attacking, you know, nurses or mm-hmm. firefighters or people like that who are high in the public standing. You're not going to get anywhere attacking those folks. But if you've got an axe to grind, you can attack, you know, agriculture mm-hmm. or farming and try to paint it as a big corporate thing, which it really isn't.
Mm-hmm. So that makes perfect sense, and it's happening. And so then it would suggest that farmers ought to maybe take a more active approach to getting their message out, not to be, you know, to speak with comes confidence and not be dissuaded by, ooh, will I say the right thing and all that sort of thing. Their story is the real story.
Their story is the real story, and people want to hear it.
Yes.
And I think it's a great time. Shows like this, other opportunities to bring, you know, having farmers appear in the media in some capacity.
Yeah.
And I know this is tough, not because appearing in the media is tough, but finding the time to do it when you're trying to also farm is tough.
That's true.
I mean, these are people with very busy occupations, and you know, where do they find the time to do this? Well, I don't exactly know the answer to that, but I do know the importance of that, and I think it's just so important that through shows like this, and I think that's still a way to do it. To reach people through the mass media, mm-hmm. whatever that may be. It may be mass social media. It may be mass conventional media. But I'm really glad to see farmers who are stepping forward to do this. And I know commodity groups like the association takes some effort to train farmers to reach out to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily what to say. There is some element of that. But just, you know, have the confidence to get behind a microphone or to put pen to paper and away you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what agricultural communications is to an extent. You know, about half of my students are people who are going to become farmers. And so giving them those communication skills, just like we would train any journalist, the idea is to help them be able to communicate issues, accomplishments, that type of thing.
I know we were chatting before the show, and I was reflecting back on my education at University of Guelph, and there was not that component of agriculture communications. And talking to you there, in fact, a lot of the undergrads, that's part of their training, isn't it, to have a communications course? What do they call it up there?
It's called agricultural communications. Yeah, it's an elective. It's third and fourth year students. Mm-hmm. Great if we can get them in the third year. Usually we get them in the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have another program. They're called Students Promoting Awareness of Research Knowledge. And that's run through the Office of Research. And it's very much a training program for students who want to communicate science. And at Guelph, depending on how you add things up, but somewhere between a half and three quarters of the research that goes on at Guelph mm-hmm. has some association with agriculture, food, environment, communities, that type of thing that really is pertinent. is really pertinent to society, and readers and listeners and viewers have a hunger for that type of news.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to train students about how to make that type of science understandable to people in somewhere between 200 and 500 words.
Well, they say they should be able to do that, right? If you can get your message down in a short little chunk, it's much more effective than long.
Well, as you know, you're supposed to be able to do that in 30 seconds.
Yes.
So imagine saying to a farmer, a researcher, anybody, so, you know, we're on the first floor now. By the time we get to the fifth floor, let's hear all about you. That's a skill.
Yeah, maybe for speed dating too, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, that's not my area of expertise, so no, I'll just avoid either. That one.
But yeah. you get your message out to, you're speaking to farm kids and so on. What's it like when you speak to groups who are non-farmers? What do you say to them about agriculture if you ever get in that situation? I'm sure from time to time, I know you write for the Guelph Mercury, yet from time to time you're speaking to, that's not a farm publication. I've seen your stuff in farm publications, of course, very nice. How do you talk about agriculture to non-farmers yourself in your professional capacity? Is it a different kind of can of worms?
A little bit. It's a lot like talking about science. The key is to talk about benefits and not features. And this is one of these one of my students actually taught me this. He was in advertising mm-hmm. and marketing. And he said, don't talk, when anybody speaks to anybody and they're trying to communicate something, talk about the benefits that they'll derive rather than the features. So rather than, for example, talking about no-till, which is a feature of farming,
true.
What is the benefit to society? What is the benefit to the environment? What's the benefit to the consumer? And that's what I try to talk about when I'm talking about agriculture and food or research to people who have an interest but not a perhaps burning interest but have an elevated interest. What I try to do is get the jargon out of there first off and the acronyms, because what other than agriculture, what has more acronyms than yeah. agriculture?
It's crazy sometimes, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Now, and science has a lot too. Now, you know, some of them have to happen because we'd still be at the introduction right now if we didn't talk in some acronyms. But for the most part, you got to get rid of those. You have to talk to people in terms that are understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Get the jargon out and talk to them about why this is important. It's one thing to say it's important because we all eat. Well, that's fine. But where do we go after that?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of places to go. And one of the things that I really try to get across to people is that without the public support, agriculture has a problem. Because agriculture has to exist with public support. So that's another reason why I think it's so important for farmers to talk to the public about what they're doing, demystify whatever might be in people's minds, just like science. Demystify, and this is why we try to urge scientists and researchers to also speak to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Demystify this, and it'll go a long, long ways to having the public be supportive of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also help you understand what the public's concerns are.
Well, that's true, isn't it? You got to know what is on their mind, whether any topic we mentioned, like no-till. Maybe they want to know about tillage. What is tillage? And then they need to know the framework it's in, and to take the time to explain that. That's how you build trust and authenticity, because, you know, this is where we're coming from. This is what we do. And then you can build on how should you vote, or what you should think about it. But know what we're on the same page.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So. And it's made easier for me because I'm not a farmer. Like, I have to ask somebody else what this all means and then interpret it to be able to say to people, yeah. You know, here's what farmers are up to. So it's easier for me to take out the jargon because I don't totally understand it, even though I've covered agriculture for 25 years-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows agriculture like a farmer. So I think that's another challenge to farmers, is to be able to explain things in ways that people can understand, in language that you don't use, that you use every day,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you can't use that language anymore.
And like you pointed out, it's the farmers are 2% of the population, and the other 98% will decide a lot about what the industry looks like. So it's a win-win to go ahead and do that. Do we still use the word win-win? Is that following the favor these days?
Well, you know, does it describe the situation?
Yeah. Okay.
Farmers win, consumers win.
Then sure. It's still win-win, because I think I read somewhere where that's from switching here.
So. I don't think I'd wear a T-shirt that says win-win on it, but, you know, who knows?
Okay. Well, let's play another song here. Oh, and I got one tied up here, Kat. It's called Daddy's On? Daddy's?
Girl.
Daddy's Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what this song came from before it played, and then we'll talk a little bit afterwards. So
it's about a young girl who is, I guess, approaching, what would she be approaching, her 20s, I suppose, and decides that it's time to head out to the head out from the country to the city. So she jumps on the Greyhound and away she goes, and maybe realizes it's kind of has some melancholy feelings about the country.
Okay. With that, folks, we'll take our first station break and we'll play a song and we'll be right back. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Ideal world, Daddy's girl would always be around. But she grew up and she grew tired of his little town. He tries to stay in touch. Misses her so much. She crawls out of bed, lights up a smoke, checks her machine for the words that he wrote. It never changes, it's always the same. It always starts with him writing her name. He says, Megan, when you gonna come back? Says Megan, when you gonna come back home? Far away, he's okay, but she's just getting by. Looks around town, and something makes her cry. He tries to stay in touch. Sometimes it hurts too much. She crawls out of bed and lights up a smoke. Checks her machine for the words that he wrote. It never changes. It's always the same. It always starts with him writing her name. He says, Megan, when you gonna come back home? Oh, crawls out of bed and lights up the smoke. Checks her machine for the words that he wrote. It never changes, it's always the same. It always starts with him writing her name. He says, Megan, when you
listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Okay, folks, we're back, and that's a great song. Owen, what's the history of that one? It's very nice. It's a nice melody, calming, very nice song.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. It's based on somebody we knew, actually, and about her relationship with her dad. It wasn't anybody in the band. It was just somebody we knew, and she went overseas, and we just kind of had this vision. We get together every Thursday night. Usually we write songs, and this one just kind of came to us and put it together, and away we went.
Well, that sounds pretty good, and, you know, I sit behind the desk here. I don't catch everything what's going on out there, but before we come back on air with this part of the show, I heard a reference to win-win, and Barkley, what was your interpretation of win-win? Did we get that right?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, exact spelling of what you and Robert were talking about, because yesterday Kathleen Wynne was sworn in,
yep.
And that's a different spelling of Wynne. So, is she's promoted herself to be the new agriculture minister? Is that a win-win for farmers?
Ah, and she wants to be egg minister too, doesn't she? For a year. That's an interesting topic. I read somewhere where that's probably not the best thing. I didn't know. Right now, there's the Minister of Agriculture and there's also Minister of Rural Affairs. They're split up again, aren't they? Yeah, so then she's going to be Minister of Agriculture. It's probably just really a PR thing, but she seems to be able to hold her own when it comes to ag talk.
Well, looking at it in two ways. One, the Liberal Party in Ontario really needs rural Ontario, and rural Ontario did feel really abandoned. Hence, they voted for the other parties, and you can see on a map where most of the Liberal support is from, and it's not from Liberal Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a well-balanced party, you need to support all areas and all industries. Also, it also gives agriculture possibly a higher profile in the provincial parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a win-win? We'll have to wait and see.
And whatever the spelling fits. Maybe very flexible and adaptable here. So, Ed Communications, Barkley, but before we get away too far, is a great topic. I know you and I have discussed it, how you have your business you're promoting, which is herbs and produce. And I suspect, as many people, you spend a lot of time explaining to people how you grow things and why you grow certain things. There must be elements of Owen's comments that really vibe with you.
Well, communication comes in different forms, and right now our listeners are interacting with one of the forms of communication. Owen does a lot of communication and then training for the future communicators, and that's something that you really can't take a disadvantage of. You have to, you know, really promote it and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm selling at the farmer's market in Aberfoyle, I'm just want to talk about my herbs, you know, what, how do you store them, how you dry them, how you cook with them. But most of the conversations that I get involved with regarding gardening. Why is my oregano, you know, greener and longer than someone else's? What use does tarragon have, you know, growing with other plants? I have this kind of soil and I can't grow anything. What should I do? I don't ask for all this, but it's great to talk. It's great to start at that conversation and, you know, just get people involved, because gardening is probably a small-scale version of farming, you look at in some ways. Mm-hmm. And you have people directly involved with the growing of their own food, with the growing of their own aromas, with flowers and such. And that gets people in touch in one way. How do you get people in touch in the other way? Well, you can't really go out to the field or get on that tractor all the time, but if you turn on your computer, you pick up your BlackBerry, or you open that magazine, you can read about it. And how you communicate it can really get across and work with the imagination in making that experience, you know, right in your comfortable chair.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't always have to be there. You don't always have to be talking to the person who knows firsthand, or even get your boots dirty. Mm-hmm. And communication has so many things that we take for granted of it and how important it is. And even you look at the farmers, how much communication they get in their mailbox each week.
Mm-hmm.
I know my parents, they had to unsubscribe to a few different papers and magazines. They just couldn't keep up with all the reading.
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do today to keep up is read. And, you know, especially in Ontario Farmer, you have a whole section on production and new studies and what everyone else is doing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So communication goes from different directions to different people.
So we're talking about communications and what works and doesn't work, and I know it can be fun, it can be through songs, it can be through expert speakers. Just the other day I heard something on the entertainment side, this new book came out, it was a cooking book, it was called 50 Shades of Chicken. And you guys will laugh because, you know, that has to do with that 50 Shades of Grey novel.
Now, I think I'm more likely to read that one.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that's an effective way to communicate things too, isn't it? But is that valuable? Could we do that in agriculture? Is just kind of have that kind of like appeal and slogan? You remember that little old lady that says, "Where's the beef?" And she was selling hamburgers in the States. I still remember those ads.
Yeah, those are good ones. But, you know, so along that line, let me be the interviewer for a second and ask you two, because you're farmers.
Yep. Yep.
What, because, and Barclay hit on it here when he said, talking about consumers, what do you think about having consumers come out to your farm?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that's a good idea?
I have a consumer. I sell some freezer beef, but more than glad to have them come out, and they're just delighted. And a few questions, but in all, it's a great experience, I think. From a business standpoint, I think it would be nice. I can see some opportunity that people just enjoy being at a farm, whether you could have that, you know, encouraged to have alternate sources of income on the farm. So I think you could put together like a day in a farm type experience combined with selling produce. So I'm looking at a dollar cent, but I do, to answer your question shortly, yes, I have people come to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Personally, I see both sides. I can see the side of wanting to get the person more involved and, you know, putting an image in their memory of what farming is about or what the image you want to put in. I can also see the privacy point of view of it and the fact that you're working, you know, you may not be wearing the best clothes, you may not be in the best attitude, and, you know, you don't want someone slipping and falling on your property and having to deal with that in this, unfortunately, Sioux society that we sometimes seem to be in, mostly the south of us. And I know some people feel that, you know, they just want to get the work done instead of stopping the work and being a tour guide, but there's both sides, and there's time for both. It's just trying to find the balance.
Mm-hmm.
I know that BASF recently did a series of bringing Eastern consumers to Western farms. People from Ontario flew, not that many of them, there's about five of them.
Yeah.
Flew them out to Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba to go on a scale commercial farm to see what it was like. And film them asking these types of questions. And the results were fascinating because, you know, there's people from, you know, people from downtown anywhere, downtown urban Ontario. What do they know? of what's going on there. And conversely, they brought some of the farmers east to get them talking to consumers about what consumers' concerns were.
Good for them, yeah.
Yeah, and also had some Ontario farmers involved in that. And that to me seemed like a good strategy. I often encourage farmers to call the media. And I think that's a lot scarier for farmers than it is to call consumers to say, you know, have half a dozen people out on Sunday to see what the farm's like. But, you know, media never gets calls from farmers.
Oh.
I think there's some reasons for that. A, once again, because farmers are busy. But B, because I think farmers are a little, you know, concerned about how to speak with the media.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know when I was a full-time reporter and still as a columnist, when I got a call from a farmer,